Today, Farm Bureau Ag with Thoughts, and there's other things that need attention too. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. This week, we've been putting a lot of attention on the 23% loss of our country's net farm income over the past 2 years. This unwelcome news from USDA's Economic Research Service has prompted a stepped-up push on Congress to do something about passing a new farm bill that fits the economic needs that farmers and ranchers are facing. Earlier this June, American Farm Bureau Federation economist Betty Riznick did a piece on another USDA Economic Research Service report, dealing with a different type of record, this being a record $32 billion U.S. ag trade deficit. For many, many decades, the theme has always been the positive contributions of U.S. ag trade surpluses. Now, for the past 2 years, there's been an ag trade deficit. Much of Resnick's background information showed how the biggest factor traced to the amount and value of imports coming our way in the form of horticultural products as well as tropical products. Well, sometimes the imports have to come from places where they are grown and aren't available here. But in other circumstances, the factors for imports is the cost of production are less expensive elsewhere. Labor is a big reason. U.S. fruit producers have to pay 38.5% of the cost of their production for labor. U.S. vegetable producers have to pay 28.8% of their production costs for labor. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.